Blog Talk Radio.
Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banja latu, kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale tinakalapo okondwela, lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazisoa, ni maona misozi masomwake, ni mafuto abale ni mafuto. Kumwanako kuipirendi kuchitoko na mumufolo hamama inei nizi wanda zota nizi taeza talema na yuma pempelo atika pena siku lina azati kumbukila oye chifu kwa lelo bantu bonse basoweza ulemu atate imwe atate imwe.
Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio this July 9th, 2016. We want to welcome everybody listening online and those that have called in. We have been having technical problems the whole, since the beginning of our broadcast in the morning with my colleague in Canada. We are not able to access the system to be able to see the switchboard so that we turn it on for to make everybody participate in the discussion. The situation is we are trying to figure out things, and we've created a conference where we are working on things here. So I am going to direct everybody to this conference call if you would like to participate. 712-770-4005. The access code is 54773. So
organization is still functional. How are they doing there?
It's still functional, but we just need to have some interface with the school side. They are registered as a member of FAS, so we are working out a program where we, in fact, just yesterday, I was closing a seminar for the women's football. But they brought in about 10 coaches from all the provinces through the Ministry of Education. So, in fact, we are at the point where we would like to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Education, where we can now tap into the football side of it for both girls and boys, primary and secondary school.
Okay. And again, we talked about money, Makamanga. We talked about money. What is your estimate of the full budget of running football in Zambia? How much does a nation, if we were to run a very effective soccer program in our country, meaning the grade level, the primary school level, secondary school level. You know, in Copper Belt, we had before you go to, I don't know if it's Premier Football, we have Ajax. It was in middle where people used to go and get there. Running the entire system, the entire program, how much money are we talking about?
Well, it would be anything between $3 million upward, because again, that's like your $3 million. Because the costs also have gone up. You've got issues of the equipment, you have the infrastructure. So we think that if we sort out a few of the key areas using the FIFA funding, then we should be okay on the other aspects, such as the youth and the rural football. So it's just a question of organizing more tournaments, creating more competition,
mm-hmm.
and ensuring that there's a support system which ensures that these players are able to grow and graduate as they go up.
Okay, Musaba wants to know if you can consider bringing the games back to Sunday so that you don't have to compete with the EPL. I don't know what the EPL is talking about. You should be able to know that.
The English Premier League.
Okay, yes.
No, I think that will have to be discussed within the committee. But of course, there's the logistics of managing the games, because we also have to identify the referees, identify the logistics around organizing these games. So it's something that we can talk about, but we are also actively pursuing other ways in which we can make the game attractive. For instance, we are considering having more games during the week, whether it's on a Friday, because traditionally we've only had games during the midweek, and mostly those are rescheduled games. But we also want to introduce games in the evening. So there's still a few things we are working out with the TV sponsor, so that at least whatever decision we make is mutually beneficial to both parties.
Those who are listening to us on Zambia Block Talk Radio, our system hasn't worked very well today. So if you have code in the system and you want to ask a question to Mr. Kamanga, please just send me a question through my Facebook, because apparently Now the people can hear on radio, but we can't hear them. So we didn't want to drop him. We are taking advantage of this situation. Your fight to win the this position, Mr. Kamanga, was intensely fought with Karusha Bwalya. How would you characterize your relationship right now?
You know, that's a subject I wouldn't want to comment on for obvious reasons.
Okay.
I would rather just focus on football development.
Sure. Yeah, but you know, what you do, you know, Mr. Kamanga, that's very interesting. I agree with you. Having agreed with you, there are experiences we in Africa, especially, we don't seem to pass on the baton very well to the incoming, so that you continue from where they left off. Instead, we cut off everything, and the bygone is bygone. Let's start a new chapter. And we seem to be starting things all over again. Don't you think that is a could be also a disadvantage?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, we've got now a situation where the team failed to qualify for the AFCON.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We lost the last game in Guinea-Bissau. And obviously, everybody is blaming our new executive for that loss. And we've taken full responsibility for it and said, okay, under the circumstances, we are the people on the spot and we take full responsibility. But nobody has cared. To even look at the facts as to how we've ended up in this situation. And what comes to mind is very simple. If you look at the elections themselves, these elections were set on the 19th of March. And yet, the following week, on a Wednesday, we had a home game against Congo Brazzaville.
Wow.
And then on Thursday, we had to travel to Congo to play the return game. And then before even all these things happened, just straight from the elections, what did we see? Oh, the general secretary has resigned. Oh, this the team manager, whilst in camp, has resigned everything. Now, you see, if you are in an institution, why should people destabilize the institution? If everybody is agreed that you are supposed to be serving the common interest, we went into office, people were not prepared to hand over, there was no handover. I mean, it's not like it's a coup. People should be able to explain. These are the things we were doing, these are the programs we were running, we can leave you with this, it's now entirely up to you to either adopt or polish up or improve. But I totally agree with you. And again, if those are the things or those are the standards we are setting, then we are being irresponsible.
Oh.
If anything, people should be able to... It's just an election. Others will win, others will not. But football has to move forward. I mean, it's nothing personal. And these are issues where nobody is holding accountable those who left the house in disarray, so to speak.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, Mr. Kamanga. We this is how everything is run. The government, when one is moving out, we chase them like something has happened. We have to, I think, you know, to reach a certain stage where even the losing candidate is able to shake hands with the winning. I care a lot, Mr. Kamanga, about rural Zambia. So far, you've been in power. I don't know if it is a year or so. How many places?
No,
have you...
it's 3 months.
3 months. 3 months. How many places have you visited outside Lusaka? And I don't mean the line of rail. I mean where no one has gone. Or what are your plans? What is your schedule like going to be in the next year or so?
No, we'll focus more on rural football because we want to encourage football to be played in those areas. And I think the 3 months we spent trying to settle, which I think we are settling. But end of July, we'll be going around to talk to the members. So I think that program is already on the cards and will just be implemented.
Okay, we'll hold you to it, Mr. Kamanga, because our worry is, you know, everything is done either in Lusaka or the line of the Copper Belt, and we have left everyone. And there's a lot of talent which is remaining outside there. What is
but
the help?
Why,
yes, go ahead.
This is why we are trying to decentralize how we manage the game. So we want to create FAS offices in all the 10 provinces so that all the issues are handled. So all the issues are domesticated. So you have an administrator in the province. You are going to have somebody in charge of referees in the province, somebody in charge of registration of players, so that there is proper coordination and the lead time is so short. Then all these members don't really have to come to Lusaka for any issues. So we'd like to decentralize and empower the provincial office. Okay.
Yeah, that is that. Kevin also is asking what is the plan of helping out the local coaches to attain FIFA qualification, that is a licensing, so that we are represented on that level as well.
I totally agree. We've actually got a program. And again, if you look at our local coaches, the numbers have dropped. You can just count them on your fingertips. And I think this is where we are struggling to get a local national coach. Now, if we are going to go forward, we need to build a lot of capacity in our local coaches to be able to be empowered with modern training techniques, and they should have the capacity now to be able to compete with other coaches on any platform. So this is where we also have a program to try and get some technical support from a few countries who are willing to help, so that we invest more in the local coaches. And then once we get them up to a certain level, that will also go a long way in improving the level of coaching. So we've got that as a key delivery point. We are working.
Okay, we have just a few minutes, Mr. Kamanga here. If someone is saying 3 million, I think you have proposed, is very, very small to run football in Zambia, which I agree. Probably, in my view, can only go.
But that's $3 million.
Yes, $3 million. It sounds very, very small, Mr. Kamanga.
But you need to start from somewhere. Of course, if you ask me, it can be 50 million.
Uh-huh.
But I would rather be conservative and work with what we can manage. And then ultimately, as this thing grows, it's able to attract its own funding.
Okay.
But as the barest minimum. Because, you see, I'll tell you where you need to put the money. Put it in the leagues where people can compete. If you're a champion in each province, you're getting 100,000 kwacha. And then you've got three leagues there. We are already talking about 300,000. If you multiply that by 10, it's 3 million kwacha, which is $300,000, which is just 10% of the $3 million.
Okay. One of the things Mr. Kamanga has seen here in Canada, where I am, it is how we, the parents, are encouraged to volunteer our time. Put into soccer for our own children. Do you think this can be entertained in Zambia, where we bring our parents to be involved? You know, everyone is a critic of soccer, but when you see our contribution at the volunteer level, it is a non-existent. Do you think this is one area we should work together maybe develop a volunteer system to help the low grade football.
Well, I totally agree. If value in going that direction and we get more support from parents and volunteers, especially that we are looking at developing youth football from a tender age of about 7. That's where we want to start from. And obviously the cycle will take much longer before we see the results from these youngsters. So another 8 years or 10 years for that grouping, you probably have to wait 10 years to come and see their results when they now reach 17. But as a principal, I think it's important. We need to encourage the parents to support their children at a tender age and also support them as they develop through the years.
Yes, I think that program works very well here, which means it will be quite cheap. The parents, we donate. If it is a transportation, they're going to play outside town. We put the money together. We hire a bus. Our kids go to play. That will, again, this goes to the decentralization of everything in Zambia, Mr. Kamanga. A lot of people come on this radio, and they have talked about decentralization as a subject, but implementation, it is another thing. But if you tried it, and maybe bring in our families, we put a program together to encourage families, to encourage provinces to be innovative. 10 ideas, 10 from provinces, we can achieve much than we are achieving right now. So we hope your fresh ideas which have come in, fresh administration, you'll be open to a lot of ideas. But I don't know if you have any plans to work with the diaspora in any form to run soccer in Zambia.
We are looking at that as an option. In fact, I'd gone to watch a few games at the Euro. I was invited by one of the sponsors, MultiChoice. And through some interaction with some people who are in France, there's been this view that we could be sitting on a lot of Zambian players who are playing in the French league, but these would be having the background of the mothers being Zambians, and then the fathers maybe from Senegal or these other West African countries. Now, with the dual citizenship coming through, we may have to identify potentially those who may be interested in donning the colors for Zambia. So, again, that's one area we are going to look at.
All right.
We need to look into the diaspora and see how we
connect. I mean, here is our participation, Mr. Kamanga. You challenge our radio. You guys, why don't you buy some balls? A ball costs about $5, Mr. Kamanga. We send for the schools, in rural Zambia. Why don't you guys donate something so we can buy a chitenge material to make some jerseys for kids? I think those should be. You should have just an office where we can call those who have programs to support football. Please call this number, and then we can begin
exactly
to work. Yes. A good friend of mine from Toronto is asking, this is Josiah from Toronto. The question, first chair from Josiah, what strategy and role does FAS have in exposing our or facilitating Zambian players to play in the league, such as English Premier League and MSL? MSL, that is the one here. With a support system that will allow them to excel and avoid the challenges recent exports such as Emmanuel Miyuka and Mesuma have had?
Well, I think at the end of the day, there's an element of cultural orientation. And I'm happy you've given an example of Miyuka. I'm the one who actually transferred him from Cabo Warriors to Israel. Because that time I was in charge of the technical technical committee. But we took him to Israel, and he was able to make a grade and went up to Switzerland and then moved on to the Premiership, where he was playing for Southampton. Now, 2 weeks ago, the Kenyan player who was playing with Mayuka in the same team, Wanyama, has now been bought by Tottenham. But Mayuka is going the opposite direction. He's ended up in Egypt. So, again, those are issues which we need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means there could be some fundamental challenges around how our players perceive these opportunities that come their way. And I think this is where we need to inculcate a culture of working extra hard. And these players equally need to know that their shelf life as footballers is quite limited.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to maximize as and when you have the opportunity.
Yes, 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 yes.
So we'll go out of our way to make sure that we have structures where we can develop these players to be able to compete with other players globally. So this is the challenge we have because we don't have representation in the same English league.
Sure. Okay, I think they are flooding me with a lot of questions, but I think our time has gone. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way it was planned, but I hope one or two ideas have been exchanged, which we can all follow up, Mr. Kamanga. Any last words to your fellow Zambians living here in the diaspora?
Just encourage them to support Zambian football in a small way. So even as we talk about raising a Chipolopolo bond, we would expect that with their extra resources, they can put in, it doesn't have to be much, it could be $20 or even $50, $100. We'll still be guaranteed the return, but we need their support.
That's correct. Thank you so much, Mr. Kamanga. I'm sure Nathan will get back to you. Maybe his line of he wanted to cover today is not fully covered. But I, for one, is interested to see that we follow through with reaching out to rural Zambia. Have a great weekend, Mr. Kamanga, and tell everyone to campaign peacefully. We love our country.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Okay, so that was Mr. Kamanga. Mr. Kamanga, the president of Football Association of Zambia, discussing with us football. Okay, our system today has not been well. We have how many minutes to go? We have 19 minutes. Our system is back on. So
you still can't hear me?
Call in the radio. We are going to do just a small analysis to see if we are happy with all the responses we got from him. What can we do? What can we do? We should not just be armchair critics. So drop from this system we made and call into our normal radio. The system is back there. Let's do a small analysis.
All right. Okay. It seems we are back. Okay. It seems we are back. Let's see who is here and who... so that we can find a way to conclude this. All right, I see Musava here. Hi, Musava.
Hi, Nathan.
I see Kelvin. I see Skype. I see Roger. Okay. Block Talk Radio always does this, Musava. You've been doing this for years. You know this happens. When you're going towards the end of the show, or towards the end of your broadcast, that's when it comes back on. We have about 19 minutes here. Roger?
Yes.
Roger, can you hear? Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I know. Kelvin.
No, you know, these opportunities don't come so often. So when they come, we might as well find a way to maximize it. But you got to do what you got to do.
It's true. It's very true. You've tried to ask some of the things I wanted to ask him, actually. I wanted to take the discussion in another way. We can always bring him back next week, and as he has said, that is for the interest of everybody. I think we all saw Pamela Chisanga and the Costen. Is that what his name is? The general manager or the person who owns Movie. I don't know whether he owns Movie TV or what. They signed some MOU about hosting parliamentary and even presidential candidates. So I reached out to them and I said, come on Blog Talk Red, come to the show. Let's talk to our team and hear how you intend to plan, how you intend to put this thing together about the parliamentary and presidential debate. Once again, all those that were listening to us online, we apologize. The system has just come back on. There was a problem right there. Musaba and Kelvin, you've been throwing darts at each other in the inbox. What's going on? What are you not agreeing on?
For me, I think the budget to run fast is too small.
$3 million.
because I think it's the same thing. Like, you have to have a number, right? Once you run for office, you have to have a number and things you want to do. Even if the money is not there, you have to give the money the amount that is required, and then you can say we can start with this amount. You know? To say you can run FAS, and remember in Zambia, FAS runs everything. It's not like, you know, like in the UK, the FA does not run the EPL, right? The FA is only running the football association and the programs, like the youth programs, right? In Zambia, the FAS is the whole program. There are flights. These countries fly outside to play international games. And you are talking about 3 million.
And, you know, just to add on to what Msawa is saying, this was the argument between Msawa and Kevin to say the man didn't know what he was talking about. This number should be a very, very basic number. He should know to tell, this is how much we need to run the association. Don't tell me you need the 3 million to run fast. The entire team, just to run one team, needs more than 3 million. To run one team, Nathan. To run one team.
One club.
Mm-hmm. You need more than 3 million.
Yeah. I think he was
what
supposed
about
to
running
say
the
three.
Adair Association and, yeah, so it is sad to see that the man who is up there doesn't know what he's talking about. That is very sad, in my view. Maybe Kevin can protect
him. Don't you think if he said something, maybe, I don't know, this may be an... You guys can tell me. I would have thought it would have made sense if he said something like, what, 300 million? Is that too much?
In that range, yes.
No,
in that
range, yes. Anyway, you see, like, Zambia is also very tricky. It's a very tricky country, right? People would say, the reason it's tricky is because people are always looking to be funded by government, right? And if you say you're being funded by government and you're asking for 300 million, people protest, right? But he is also talking, which an idea he brought up, he's talking about it being like almost independently run, right? Now, they have to come up with ways of doing these things, right? One of the other things is that, I mean, on the budget alone, you can start maybe at least 10 to 20 million, right? Now, what you are doing with this amount of money is that you should be able to subsidize or help the clubs that are smaller, clubs that don't come from big places, like Kawe, Kitu and Ndola, right, and Lusaka. And that's why Zanaco, it's not like all of a sudden people in Lusaka knew how to play soccer than people in Kitwe. That's not the case. The reason Zanaco has been winning
the league now more than in Khan and Power is because of the bank, you see? So,
okay.
Yeah, so Fars has... Yes.
Gentlemen, can I say something?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wasn't taking jabs at Musaba. I was laughing about him catching it. That you can't run soccer on a $3 million budget. That was good, Musaba. But you see, there's something the guy said, which really broke my heart. First of all, he insisted on the national team being the responsibility of the Zambian government. Look. In the 21st century, you run for the Football Association of Zambia presidency and you win it. You have to have a damn good idea of how you're going to raise money to support that national team, all the national teams, okay? You can get 25% support from government, but show us that the 75%, you're able to bring up an innovative idea to bring revenue, for the national teams. You run on the basis of getting support from the Zambian government. Everything is Zambian government. We've identified the fact that, companies like clubs like Zanaco have remained afloat because of the sponsorship. Zesco is now the top rated club in Zambia because of Zesco, the company. Nkana and Power are struggling because the sponsorship is not there. You see, this is the kind of thing we need. Yes, when Kalusha was a first president, I asked him, Kalusha, the mines today are giving out millions of dollars in contracts, local contractors. Have you guys, as FAS, ever thought of sitting down with the mine management and say, look, instead of you guys giving us, $2,000, $5,000 grants a month to a club like Nkana, why can't Nkana create a business unit and then you guys give them some contracts? These contracts were being given to local guys who turned out to be ruthless jerabos and things like that. Why can't you give that to a club and let this club use that revenue to support itself? He didn't have... What he said was, oh, that is a great idea. Those are the things we need, blah, 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 blah. I'm just shocked that Kamanga could not see this. He doesn't see it that way. It always has to be corporate sponsorship. Oh, our sponsors. No. Why can't you turn football clubs into business entities?
He's also talking about going to the bonds,
Borrowing.
You see, Shasaya's question.
Hello.
Oh, Shasaya is on, right?
I wanted to say that, do you remember that there was a time, I think when the mines were private, at a certain stage, the mines, they tried to let the clubs run as business entities. Do you remember that?
Yes. There was a stage
where I don't know why it failed and what happened. You see, one of the things before I let Chasaya come in is what I wanted him to address. We'll see what happens when we can bring him back. I stand to be corrected here. Attendance at the soccer games is not very good. You can even just see it from the Africa Cup of Nations. The attendance is very poor. And I thought that's where you get some of your resources, although not most of it is not supposed to come from there. And I wanted to draw a lot of parallels and comparisons. But I know some people argue and say you cannot compare Europe to Africa. No, those are the things we should stop thinking like that. We need to propel ourselves to that. Look at the attendance at the UEFA game. I'm not just seeing the players kick the ball on the soccer pitch, Kelvin, Chasaya, Musaba. Me, I'm looking at different things when I'm watching this tournament. I'm looking at a lot of things. The attendance is excellent. Look at the way the stadiums are filled up. Oh, I know somebody listening out there will say, no, you can't compare Europe to... No, let's stop that. How many years have the countries been independent? Africa Cup is about to... You look at the Africa Cup attendance. It's very bad, poor. The only time the stadium is full is the final game. Musaba, Chasaya, I wanted to come in.
I think I only joined towards maybe the last 20 or so minutes of his address. But the one thing I want to disagree with Musawa is, I think when he was asked about the budget, he mentioned $3 million. That's a minimum. And also, I think one has to accept the fact that I think what he has found might be something we don't really know in terms of raising finances. And to me, I think that we should not say he doesn't know anything. I think for me, the language is... I mean, I think we have to be careful how we address these things. We don't know what he deals with. We don't know his actual figure. So when he mentioned $3 million as a minimum, to me, I think it's a very conservative figure based on what he's dealing with, because you can go as high as you want, 10, 50, or whatever it is. His idea, what he thinks he can raise, you know, within his limits or Zambian limits at the moment. But definitely,
did
if you
he
think
say
of
that as a
$3
minimum, million,
pardon? He did qualify
he said
that.
He... Oh, okay.
Yes,
no,
he did.
He said
he did. Okay. So maybe,
sorry,
so this
I
is the point
yeah,
I'm making.
I
maybe I'm going to move away from that. One of the things I did like, though, was when he mentioned that he was actually going to decentralize FAS administration to the provinces. I think that's a very, very good move. The other thing I want to also acknowledge is when he mentioned that they want to also have games being played on Friday. I think those are things that we need to be done different that can help our country moving forward. But also, I would have loved to hear from him. Maybe he mentioned about how you know, the young people are going to be encouraged. You know, those days we used to have under 20, under 16. I used to play for Ondara United in the under 16 team. So those are the things we'd like to hear more. What were his plans? Or I'm not sure if he mentioned anything.
But do you believe him when he said he wants to decentralize football? Because every leader who comes on radio here, they all agree to decentralization. I don't believe them.
I think whether I believe or not, that's what he said. I mean, he could have said anything. So whether I believe or not, I'll take him on his
Roger.
Word.
No, I know.
Can I say something on the
Roger,
budget?
That is real quick, himself. Roger, that is a very unfair assessment of the guy. He's been in office for 3 months, and he's giving us these ideas. What we need to do is render support. Let's not condemn the guy before any action is taken. You see, these are the ideas we need. What we need to do is add on and say, oh, you know what, you're planning decentralization. This is, you know, my contribution. This is how I think you can go about it. We need to embrace new ideas. I think our leaders get discouraged because even before they explain a plan or a policy, we're already condemning it. Let me just go a little political. You're the one, Roger, that said you don't like the UPND because everything is no. Everything is anti-government. Everything is against the government. See, this is anemic to Zambians. We want to condemn, even where we probably don't have a better idea
ourselves. You're using condemn.
No,
Kevin, you're using condemn. We are just saying, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. When,
why?
When leaders, when leaders in Lusaka say we are going to decentralize, you can go to a lot of tapes here. Giving up power, I don't know a lot of them are willing to do that, to give up control, especially knowing what FAS has gone through, even all other offices in Lusaka have gone through. Giving up power, it seems it's the last thing every one of them wants to do. Every one of them.
Okay. Yeah, can I say one thing on the budget? Okay. Yeah, on the budget, I think the question was asked, how much does FAS need, not how much do they have, right? I think based on what they need, I think even if you say 3 million, that's not enough, right? Then secondly, when I asked the question about moving the games to Sunday, because I remember when they moved the games to Saturday from Sunday, they wanted to match the EPL, right?
Oh,
now,
really?
This idea of having games on Friday is also matching the EPL. But you see, the problem is no one is going to watch a game on Friday if Manchester is playing Chelsea at the same time. Zambia and the UK, they are in the same time zone. Their games are played at the same time. You see, so you can't be matching with them. And that's why no one is going to go to the stadium if the game is showing on TV in Zambia. No one.
No, the switch to playing on Saturday was not an attempt to match with the EPL. The switch was made way, way back, even before Kalusha Bwana.
It was.
What?
It was.
No, I was
in Zambia. Look, I was in Zambia, you. I can tell you this. I was in Zambia. I'm a Mufulira Wanderers supporter. I used to watch games every Saturday, every Sunday. English soccer was played every Sunday. When England formed the EPL, they wanted to capture fans in Europe from the Italian League and the Spanish League, which was more popular. So they moved their games to Saturday. Zambia stopped calling our Division 1 Division 1. They called it Premier League also and moved it to Saturday. Chairman was David Piri. I remember this.
Andrew Piri. Okay, we've run out of time. We have 3 minutes remaining. Musaba,
you and I need a one-on-one.
Musaba, Nathan,
very quick one. What I remember about the games playing on Sunday, my uncle was watched out. So I used to miss going to church on Sunday and go and watch in Kana. When I come home, there was no food for me because I didn't go to church.
There you go. Musaba, are you watching UEFA?
Yes.
Who are you routing for tomorrow?
Oh, man. Tomorrow is tricky. Too many African teams on there. On both sides.
Okay, Kelvin, are you following the game, the tournament?
Oh, yeah. I'm an ardent soccer fan. Kalampa for life.
Who are you supporting?
I'm supporting
tomorrow.
The African Union.
Okay. Josiah, you following?
Bring back our boys.
Yeah, I am. I love a good
Who
story.
Are you supporting tomorrow?
I'd love Portugal to win because they haven't won any major European championship yet.
Tournament. Okay.
Tournament.
I'm
Roger, I won't ask you because I know you are watching NFL, which is out of season now.
No, actually, I'm supporting France, although I will not watch the entire game. Okay, France has got more brothers, and I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, they are calling it the African Union.
I like that.
Yeah, well, as we conclude our show today, we just want to say congratulations to Dr. Kasonsoni's graduation. I think he received his doctorate today.
I'm following the pictures on Facebook. Are we having a show coming up later, Roger?
No. I've told the guys, you know, we've had a bad day today. I just want to rest.
All right. No show today, so we'll pick it up later. So that was our show with Mr. Andrew Kamanga, President of the Football Association of Zambia. We will confirm, follow us on Facebook, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we're also on Twitter at Zambia Block Radio. We may speak to Kosten and the panel of Sanga next week to tell us how Movie TV will do these debates. And we'll continue to address issues and those things that are coming up. Thanks, everybody, for bearing with us. And we wish you a great weekend. Dallas, let's stay strong. Cause this is Africa. Lamina, mina, waka, waka, eh, lamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa.